Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, police in Louisiana were called in to sort out a guy caught on video swimming through a fish tank in a sporting goods store.
How big was the fish tank?
Just big enough for him to do like a few strokes from lap from one side to the other.
Probably. Wow, that's a big fish tank.
It was a big fish tank, that's for sure. 26-year-old Kevin Wise reckons he took the plunge last week because of a promise he made to his followers on TikTok.
Of course.
I said if I got 2,000 likes, I'd jump in the tank, Wise said. Mm. I got way more than that and I didn't want to be a liar. Which is why I think if Sharky's ever decide to put a tank in, it should probably actually have actual sharks in it. Just a tip.
Just to get rid of people like him.
Okay. 75 new COVID cases in Victoria.
They're just
yesterday.
Out of control.
Are we? I mean, obviously.
Build a wall.
Look, it's not funny, but there are some definite suggestions that we should rethink the football situation.
Yeah, well, like, they're preparing
we're only letting Victorian teams in.
Mm.
I've just looked at all the ones that are coming. They're all Victorians.
Well, they can't play games there anymore, so they're going to split them all up.
I suppose if anyone is going to be likely to get it, or if we know that anyone's got it, it's we'll know if a footballer's all right. Because they're being tested more than anyone else.
And they're going to have to be quarantined and whatnot, so they're going to have to start shipping them out soon if they want games to continue in the next few weeks. I mean, there's only so many times the rest of the teams can play each other, isn't there?
Well, that's it.
We're like, oh, well, we're all done now. Should we go again?
Right. I mean, it was meant to. It was only supposed to be like one time each.
Yeah, until the finals and then,
Anyway, look, we'll watch with interest and see what happens.
But, God, I'd hate to be figuring that all out at the moment. Can you imagine that poor person with the headache trying to shuffle all these teams around? Anyway.
Now, Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Unilever, some big names have boycotted Facebook over the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, trying to remove hate speech from Facebook. The encouragement is to get businesses to pause their ads on Facebook for the month of July.
I saw this because I think it was at Patagonia the other day and another big brand
There's about
over the weekend. Yeah.
160 have pulled. They reckon on Friday Facebook's market value dropped by more than 8%, so about $72 billion.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Maybe it'll get it done. Zuckerberg reckons the AI already removes about 90% of the hate speech that people post. So what we see, what you see
10%.
Is 10%.
That's insane, scary, isn't it? Why do people hate so much? I just cannot fathom the kind of people that, you feel something that is not very nice and you think, oh, the first thing I'm going to do is going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
I just cannot fathom. But
I suppose, it gives you
out there.
It gives you a way to say it that's more comfortable than saying it to someone's face.
I know, which is wrong. If you can't say it to someone's face, you shouldn't be saying it at all.
Oddly enough, it is Social Media Day today.
Celebrate by not spreading hate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's many other. We just take a selfie, possibly. And C Foley has called in administrators.
I know, that is so sad. I hope someone picks it up, an Aussie picks it up.
Well,
that'd be great.
Yeah. So far, it's business as usual with the stores, 44 Australian stores, 12 overseas, while administrators assess the business. I guess that means they're looking for a buyer.
Mm.
So, if you
fingers
want,
crossed, there's an Aussie that will buy it.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And if you are looking for cheap swimwear,
I think I was going to say a multi-million-dollar swimwear company, then there you go.
I was going to say buy the company, but there you go, because at least you get access to cheap gear.
Yep.
Is it the last day? The only days have September, April, June. It is the last day of the month.
It is.
Wow.
Tomorrow's July. We're officially halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Like midnight. Exactly.
It's kind of scary. So that's end of financial year.
Yep.
So, and also, since we're talking about this stuff, it was the solstice last week, winter solstice. Mm. So that means we're halfway through winter.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not.
Aren't we?
No.
Well, that's the longest night, shortest day.
But so the season of winter is June, July, August.
Yeah, well,
so
I don't
get too excited.
I don't believe in your calendar business. I'm a moon man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so apparently, I don't know if this is a thing, but apparently single men sleep with one pillow.
Oh, look, most blokes I think would probably prefer one pillow.
I was going to say, I feel like this is just a man thing, not a single man thing.
Unless, of course, you mean sleep with.
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
I'm confused by that.
I just mean unless you mean something else by...
God, no. I mean I putting your head on a pillow to go to sleep.
I think most blokes would prefer one. But anyway, so share the stat.
Right. Psychologist Stephen Richards says that many guys sleep with a single pillow because they're wired to be cavemen.
Of course,
that's how
cavemen.
Simple you males are.
Of course. And cavemen only use one pillow. Clearly.
No, I mean, it's closer to being flat. That's what they're sleeping on a cave floor, I suppose.
Well, simply because, like, 13 pillows is awkward on your neck.
13. Yeah. He also said that it means men don't get too comfortable in case they have to wake up suddenly and defend the cave against predators.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I would be the first one to wake up if anything happens. If the dog needs to go outside, yes. I'm the first one to hear that. I'm the first one up protecting the cave.
To be fair, yeah, not only the first one up, but the first one protecting too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First off, I notice Alcoa is on the hunt for apprentices.
Yes.
They have four-year apprenticeships on offer where you can earn a trade certificate in mechanical fitting, heavy-duty plant mechanics, fabrication and welding, or industrial electrical instrumentation.
That is what Jack does. That's why I know what that is.
There you go. So that's where you play music with electrical instrumentation.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, cool.
Through the currents.
You've got till July 27th and you can apply at alcoa.com. I think it's aimed at younger people.
Yeah.
Obviously, but look, hey, check it out.
Yep.
Now, June 30 is also, which is today, International Asteroid Day.
Hey.
Doesn't mean there's any that we've known about that are floating around that you could see or anything. It just remembers the anniversary of the Tunguska impact of Siberia in 1908, right, which flattened an estimated 80 million trees.
Wow.
Over an area of about, well, just over 2,000 square k's of forest, which is the biggest impact in recorded history. Although there's plenty of evidence of even bigger ones before humans were around. There you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Look out for any asteroids.
International Asteroid Day today. Today's also World Social Media Day.
Hey.
The idea is to celebrate the platforms that connect family and friends all over the world, not to kind of point out the hate.
Yeah. I think connect people in a positive way.
So,
I know it's been used for hate lately, but let's turn it all around.
Selfie it up today or maybe even say for share some cute animal videos.
Yeah.
Or cute animal selfies. See, quokka selfies. Today's the day.
Oh, if ever there was a day for a quokka selfie.
You're allowed to share a quokka selfie today.
That's all.
You have our permission.
Whenever you say, I can't, I'm too old for that, shut up. Because this person takes the cake. The world's oldest heli skier is a 94-year-old Canadian man. So
wow,
heli skiing.
Brilliant. Yes. What is that? Is that where you get dragged along by a helicopter water skiing style?
No. it's where they drop you in to like snow ski down mountains. They drop you in
from a helicopter.
Because obviously the mountain's so big that they drop you in and you ski down.
Isn't that like a James Bond movie? Like, I feel like that's the only time I've seen anyone do that. People actually do that.
Yep.
And sorry.
Extreme.
A 94-year-old gentleman.
94 and 306 days, so basically 95.
Wow.
It's apparently his first run by helicopter in 5 years, so it's not like he's been doing it all the time. He's just gone, maybe I will.
It's about time we cranked out the helicopter trip.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's a bit of inspiration for you. You're never too old.
I'm going for a walk this afternoon.
Go for a run.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Fan.
And with entertainment news fresh from the farm, Nikki Parkinson.
Grass-fed, you'll find.
That's right.
Margot Robbie is set to star as the lead in a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. How good.
Hey. Oh, really? Hang on. Sorry. So in place of...
Yeah. So longtime Pirates filmmaker Jerry Bruckheimer is on board to produce... So you know it's going to be a true Pirates flick. None of the original cast are involved, though. So no Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley, or Orlando Bloom.
Wow.
But we do know Margot Robbie is set to be a pirate.
A lady pirate.
And a new teaser for the upcoming Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, debuted during the BET Awards yesterday with Jennifer Hudson starring as the iconic singer.
How many albums have you had?
Four.
And no hits. Honey, find the songs that move you. Until you do that, you ain't going nowhere.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. St. Cassie City.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing?
I like you to call me Miss Franklin.
You have to disturb the peace when you can't get no peace.
It's going to
be good. The soundtrack's going to be good, isn't it, with Jennifer Hudson in there?
Yeah.
Also, Respect also stars Forest Whitaker, Marlon Wayans and Mary J. Blige. The film will get a limited release on Christmas Day with a full release on January 15. Mm-hmm. Now, Lizzo has dropped a new animated lyric video for her song Soulmate. Now, in the Pride-themed video, she's joined by none other than the Fab Five from Netflix show Queer Eye.
I mean myself kind of attitude.
Almost become the new theme tune to Queer Eye.
It really could. Lizzo's good at that.
Perfect.
And the Rolling Stones are threatening to sue the Trump campaign after they continue to use their songs at campaign rallies. Now, they issued a cease and desist back in 2016 when they were using You Can't Always Get What You Want at the rallies. And now they're using it again and they're saying if they continue to, there will be a lawsuit.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.